For more than 36 years, Joel Selvin wrote about rock and roll for the San Francisco Chronicle, starting as a high school dropout copy boy to become, he says, the bull goose loony among Bay Area music writers. There was no such thing as rock journalism when he began writing, so Selvin did his homework reading the backs of album jackets in record stores, while taking cues for his role at the paper from the guys on the Sporting Green.
The sports writer has a lot to show me because he's got fans to deal with, he's got performances, behind-the-scenes performances. All this stuff is very similar to what goes on in the music world. They've got this sort of formalized approach to it that I borrowed a lot from.
Initially, Selvin says, he relished the perks of free tickets and record albums, but he soon came to value even more the opportunities to meet and talk with the people who were making the music he loved.
You reveal yourself as a musician so deeply and so completely, even if you don't mean to. That's what I love about musicians. Those are the people that make that music. I mean, Bob Marley was that inspirational character on just the most informal, casual levels. Jerry Garcia, brilliant guy. He could sit and talk for as long as you wanted to sit with him and be fascinating and funny and entertaining and witty.
And the Grateful Dead, easily the most enduring success story among Bay Area bands, were frequent subjects for Selvin's stories. Perhaps that's why he didn't revere them as much as their legions of fans might have liked.
I was one of the few guys that was writing about them consistently without actually being a member of the Deadhead cult. I saw those guys as really interesting people, as the sources of really good stories, and occasionally some really high points in my music listening diet. But I never really went to the shows night after night after night. I'd drop in and check them out. And, you know, Grateful Dead concerts were a unique form of torture in some ways.
Still, pieces about the Dead make up a sizable chunk of Selvin's newest book, titled Smartass. It's a generous collection of his writing about California musicians, from 50s rocker Eddie Cochran through the psychedelic era to more contemporary bands like Metallica and Third Eye Blind. But the book also represents the closing of a chapter, as Selvin left the staff of the Chronicle last year and now contributes occasional reviews and profiles as a freelancer.
Really, I think the whole rock critic thing is fading into the mists. It's just not as necessary anymore. The iPod world just doesn't really need rock critics. Over the years, it really has become less and less important, and the whole nature of the popular music movement has dissipated, and the audience is factionalized into all these little niche groups. It's quite a different pop music scene, and the role of the critical elite is just not there, and that's not a bad thing. It just means I have to find something else to do for a living.
The change has also opened time for Selvin to pursue other book projects, such as a planned biography of early 60s songwriter and producer Burt Burns, a behind-the-scenes powerhouse who, among other things, wrote Peace of My Heart, the breakout song for another San Francisco singer. Yes, Janis Joplin also makes an appearance in Smartass. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.